Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And kind of Brian is hot on the music today. And speaking of hot, we are able to cool off thanks to our DFH company Mitsubishi Mini Split that we use in our studio. Because temperature control is definitely one of the most valuable resources someone could have. And if you agree with this sentiment, then I guarantee the DFH company has got to be the company for you. All you have to do is dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, right now, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. Again, it's simple. 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Well, it's been a while, but we get to get back to it. And big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card, from Tony Ferguson to Michael Chandler. There will be no shortage of action, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for you for this weekend's fights with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with cash? That's the question. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right, $1 on a select fighter. And if they win, you'll win $100. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is. And don't worry if MMA isn't for you. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more. And, of course, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, and you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL. It's WLCL when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place $1 or turn $1 into $100. Place $1 bet and watch the fist fly this weekend on select main card fighters for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
So, there's a couple people right now who have been waiting to get to this part of the show. But I tell you what, have we had Alex waiting on through the break?
He just called, but yeah, he's ready to go.
Okay, yeah, let's get him off the line really quick before I let everybody know what's going on. Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, listen to y'all name off that defensive roster. You know what it does, though? It really shows something we didn't have last year, which is depth. And that's fantastic. And that's how you have a top, 30 defense, is by being able to take one guy out and putting somebody in that can produce. Now, my question is, I know you guys are a lot closer. I have, really high hopes for Justin Marshall, and I didn't hear Coach say anything about Justin Marshall. And I think he's a good guy that could come in and take the spot of Dez. He's a tall, lengthy wide receiver. He's excellent at coming back and catching the ball at high points. But I didn't know if y'all heard anything. Also, y'all making me want to buy some tickets. Now, y'all know I'm in Houston now, so it's like a – it's a nice little drive, because I would fly, But I just don't want to go up there and take the L's and have to come back thinking about, like, I'm just going to die. Like, I'm crazy when it comes to, like, football. And if I had to sit on the plane with somebody else, and then I was like, well, I can drive back. But from Houston to Atlanta, it's like an 11-hour drive, and I'm like, I can't. I'll crash into the semi truck on purpose, like just because I'm so upset. But thank you guys. I'll listen.
No, listen. As we get closer to the season, everybody's gonna start.
No, absolutely, man. And to answer his question, here's the thing: Justin Marshall.
Steve's mad at Justin Marshall.
He kind of screwed me last year, so like I'm a little hesitant on Justin, man, because I really thought he was going to have a big year last year, and he had some big opportunities.
And he looks, I know, and runs the part.
And he didn't capitalize. Now, I still think he's got a nice upside. I mean, he was a 4-star guy coming in.
Yep.
So here's the thing, though. I'm Hassan hauling him. Like, okay, well, show me. I believe in you. Right. I won't be blown away when you're good.
I won't sell you to the people.
But I'm not selling you again. So yeah, you kind of messed me up.
Okay. So before we get into this cashier conversation, I just want to put an image into everyone's head. Now, I don't know if you've seen this meme. I don't want to call it a meme, Steve. I want to call it, like, you know, those inspirational, you know, or you know, kind of, you know, daily advice kind of things, right?
Sure.
I want to know if you've seen it. It's the dog jumping off the cliff to catch the bird. It's a raging dog jumping off a cliff to catch a bird. Have you seen that image before?
Yes.
Okay. And it gives some kind of, like, I've seen multiple different, you know, different definitions. Like, you know, hey, like, you're blinded by rage, you know, you're going to lead to bad decisions, mm-hmm. and stuff. All that. Oh, you know, all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to put that in the back of your mind as I talk about what I got to talk about. Brian Hall, this cashier's conversation is brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and Emergency Restoration.
I said you talk too much.
Oh boy, you never shut up.
Time now for cashier conversations.
Man, what are we talking about?
Cashier conversations.
Great cash, homie.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
On Middays with Marcus May.
Chit-chat.
To understand this story, we have to backtrack a little bit. Steve, we're going to backtrack to that morning.
Okay.
The morning when my glass broke, mm-hmm. right? When it stopped working. Steve, I go out in the morning. It's that ice sheet, you know, over the car. You know, it's kind of hard, but you're like, okay, I turn the car on, warm it up really good. I'm thinking the ice is, you know, at least to the point where if I just kind of roll down the window, it'll knock it off. I didn't even care if the ice fell into the window, but it was enough of a sheet to where I thought, you know,
sure,
it should be fine, right?
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm just kind of hitting it and I kind of upped and downed, you know, with the glass, trying to get it to, you know, get it to knock off. It just didn't do it. Then all of a sudden it stopped working, right? And I'm looking, I'm like, damn. Keep in mind, both of my tires had been kind of leaking air. So I thought the people at the, you know, it was some young punks at a tire shop. I thought they were just rushed and, you know, their power drill wasn't working. They were like,
right.
we got to do it manually. And I'm like, okay, like, who cares?
Yep. Right.
So anyway, I'm kind of in that mood. But when my window stopped working, I was infuriated, Steve. Okay. I got out my car. I went around to the other side. It's freezing, Steve. My hands are already getting cold. You know, in the winter, I don't really dress warm because I'm going to be in the garage and I'm going to be inside. So it's not a big deal, right?
Yeah.
So, Steve, I'm over there. My window won't move. I'm hitting the button. I can't even hear. I can't hear the motor. I can't hear anything. I'm chipping this ice off, and I'm just in a rage, and it won't move, Steve.
Okay.
I'm squeezing my hands together, all the dirt and grime.
Yeah,
I'm trying to, like, manually roll up my window.
Right, right. We've all been there.
It's not working, and I'm just like, I'm thinking about calling Steve and saying, dude, I'm not coming to work today. I can't believe my window. You know, this car should not have this window issue at all. You know what I'm saying? So fast forward, I end up sticking cardboard up in there. So I've been riding around for, what, 8 months, 7 months, Steve, with cardboard in my window.
It's been a while, yeah.
So every time I'm in the car, I can't even talk nice to the ladies because
yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible sound. But I call the dealership. They're talking about an arm and a leg, and I might have to throw in two toes.
Never call the dealership.
Never call the dealership. So I'm like, no. So I'm going to wait until I find a guy who got a guy. Months go by.
Nobody's got a guy.
Not for windows.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So my guy Jason, who got me with De Niro Andretti and took care of my shoes, he mentioned I might have a guy. I was so appreciative of the shoes, I was scared to even ask about that window guy.
Sure.
So
sure.
I was gonna go hunt for another window guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I gotta ask again. So I sent him a text message. Hey man, now that Derby's passed and I try to let everything calm down. What's up with your window guy?
Yeah.
He says, oh, you know, I got a number, you know, call this number and blah, blah, blah. So, Steve, I call the window guy. He says, oh, you know, what's up, man? You know, give me your information. You know, what's it doing? I said, man, all of a sudden just stop. It's just a crack up top. He thought I meant the window was cracked, but I'm like, no, it's just a crack up top. But I can't close it. You know what I'm saying? And I tried to manually do it. He's like, is the motor? You hear the motor? No, I don't hear nothing. He's like, okay, I'm going to get back with you or whatever. So he, you know, checks it out and he says, okay, well, sometime, you know, we live in the same area. So he's kind of like, one of these days, you know, come on through, right? But he hits me up, right? And let's just say he hits me up at a time I didn't expect anybody to call me. So it kind of came out of nowhere. And I was in no condition to leave my home.
Right. Fair enough.
Right. It probably was a little too early for me to be in that condition. But I was in a condition where I can't leave. So I had to embarrassingly say, man, I can't meet you right now, you know.
Yeah.
So and then I'm like mad at myself because I'm like, here this dude is trying to help me out.
Yeah.
Take a look at the car. But I'm in no condition to meet with him. So he, you know, so I hit him, you know. So the next day he's like, I'm like, first thing in the morning, Steve, I probably hit him at 8 o'clock. I'm like, anytime you got today. Mm-hmm. You got today, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? So whatever, you know, he doesn't get back with it. I'm like, damn, he must be mad at me because I didn't make the last appointment, right?
Right.
I'm like, I hope I didn't blow my chance for a guy to even look at my window, right? So he hits me up, you know, at like 4 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking outside. I'm like, it's going to be raining, you know, probably when I get there. He's not going to be able to, you know, pull my door off. I'm just thinking negative and just that bad energy, right? So all this is going on, right? So he says, come on through. So I drive over there. I'm stuck in traffic on Bardstown. So I'm just like, argh! You know, I'm just getting angry. It's Saturday. I'm just, everything can go wrong, right? So, you know, I pull up at the spot. You know, I hit him up. He says, yeah, you see the van? You know, van's outside. Advanced Auto Glass Emergency Restoration Van.
Okay.
Is out in the parking lot, right?
Okay.
So I pull the vehicle up right in front of it, right? He says, oh, you know, I'll be out in a second, you know? And when he came out the crib, I'm like, I think he told me at some point that he had been working all day. So I'm like, God, I don't want this guy working on my car. You know what I'm saying? He's been working all day. I just feel like crap.
Sure.
In 10 different ways, right? So he comes in, you know, I reach over, you know, unlock the door, you know what I'm saying? He goes around, you know, says, you know, I mean, we shake hands, for, of course, and he's like, what's going on? So he goes over there and he sits, you know, in the passenger seat, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he got the door open. And he's like, yeah, unlock, you know, unlock everything. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, you know, unlocked it. And he was like, no, unlock the window.
No, no way. Oh, no way. You unlock the window.
That's perfectly fine for most.
Steve, I was praying that window would break in the middle of it going up and down. I was going to break that window myself, Steve, just to have something to get fixed. There is no freaking way that window. And then, Steve, this is what I did. I started replaying the moment.
Yeah.
And I went back to that moment where I was hitting the block, hitting the button, hitting it.
Right, right.
And the window I wasn't hitting. I checked it. I hit it once. I hit it twice. And then I went around. So when I went around to the car, I thought it was unlocked. So the raging.
That's embarrassing.
The raging frustration of that moment, I died on the inside.
Oh, man.
Steve. I look at him. He looks at me. I'm like, I'm sorry I wasted your time. And I'm sorry everybody's time I wasted.
He's probably like, you're an idiot.
I guarantee it.
And I don't even use that word very often.
I know. Listen, Steve. I'm looking and I can't believe that window's moving up and down, up and down, up and down. Steve, I told him, I said, let me buy you a bottle or something because for your 4 minutes of time.
Let me.
And you know what he says? Just good, like, glad you ain't got to spend no money on getting your window fixed. And he said, as people, we just need to look out for each other.
Okay, what's the name of that again? Because if I ever have window trouble,
Advanced Auto Glass Emergency Restoration. And go to autoglassky.com.
Auto Glass.
AutoGlassKY.com.
Well, you were an ASS.
Were. Am. For the rest of 2021. So then I called Jason and I'm like, dumbest person in America award goes to.
Yeah.
So, take it one step further, Steve. First thing he says, what does Steve and Brian say? I said, I said, I haven't even told them yet, right?
No, you were with me all last night. Listen, didn't tell that. That's perfect.
This happened on Saturday, Steve.
Oh, man.
So, here's the thing. He told me, he said, dude, you got to save that. I was like, but I gotta get a night people something. He said, you got to save it.
That's hilarious. Look,
he said, I mean, it's your show.
No, that was great. I didn't expect that. That was a great ending to the story. Like, listen, that was a great punchline to the story because I did not expect it.
Can you imagine?
You know what? I didn't expect it, but I'm not surprised.
I know. Well, dang, right?
No, listen. I knew when I signed up to tell this story, I knew just for at least 24 hours I was going to be able to absorb the.
You should have to drive that for so 6 months.
How long was that?
Punishment.
Like 3-4 months?
At least 6 months.
You're not allowed to have a nice car.
Think about it. My dad came in town. I had cardboard in. Jalen came in town. Had cardboard on that, and I refused to accept any help on this thing till I found a guy. That wasn't going to just beat my...
So when do you think it happened? Did you have like a... Did you do listen, like a child lock thing?
Listen, no. When I was sitting there jamming, trying to get that ice off, I accidentally hit the lock button. And just maybe on that last time, you know, when I got frustrated and went around to the other side of the car, and then I'm hitting that button on the passenger side.
Were you familiar with the button? Did you know what it did?
I've never used the window lock button. Like, I'm trying to keep it... Keep a woman from jumping out the car.
You only got to do that if you got little kids.
Yeah, right. Why would I ever lock my window?
That's funny. So you didn't even try. You didn't even try to the button because even think about it.
I did it after. I accidentally hit it in the first place. Like I never touched that button.
Yeah.
So when I was just trying to get that ice off, you know how like okay, the top two little automatic things are right by the lock, and so at some point I accidentally hit it, and. Like I said, I got out the car and I was trying. So I was out there breaking my window, Steve.
I wish
literally,
I could have seen
I was yanking
reaction.
My perfectly functioning window off of track in the passage. I was literally.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's like a mix of emotion because not only are you mad at yourself for not figuring it out, you're embarrassed. You're like, it's just like all these different emotions in one, and you're like, God. I couldn't imagine like your face when he told you. You're like, you got to be kidding me.
I was watching that window and I'm just like, if that window goes all the way down to the ground or to the to the base, I'm gonna lose my mind. I even stopped it, Steve, from going all the way down and rolled
like,
it back.
I just don't want to see it go all the
yes,
way down.
Yeah. And he's looking at me like,
you're like, no, this can't be the case.
This
this can't be how it ends.
Yeah. No, listen. I always make this joke in the Matrix, you know, the original Matrix, right? When that dude Cypher, when he turns on everybody and, and he's sitting there pulling the plugs on everybody, right?
Yeah.
And the girl kind of knows what's about to happen. And she's like, not like this.
Not like this. I know.
That's all I can think of. Yeah. I was like,
this is not happening.
This story can't end.
You know how many times I've said that during a sports season? we're not going to lose like this.
No, Michigan. I was like, not
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This isn't how the story ends. No, we go on and Oregon beats us next week.
Yeah.
And we're in Oklahoma City. And that's how it happens.
No, the tournament. The tournament this year.
Oh, yeah.
The tournament.
That's fair.
Not like this.
Yeah.
My COVID year doesn't end like this.
Yeah.
I fought too hard to get
that's
a season.
That's a good point, man, as you're watching the bracket and you're like, wait. Like, me and my son are watching it, and I'm like, okay, we're not here. And then it got down to that last bracket, and I'm like, if we're not here, we're not in it.
Not like this.
But it was like that. That's sad. Look, that's how Michigan ended. It's our tournament.
And now my window.
I think that's the story of our radio career so far. Not like this. I said, now it happens.
FBI.
Yeah. No.
Not listen. This is. We are not going to be the last school.
Mm-mm.
In from the all the heist, all the cheating era, yeah, for the last 50 years. We're not going to be left holding the quote unquote cheating bag, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decide to clean up the entire world of sports.
Yeah.
Not like this. Oh, that Louisville thing is the reason we had to clean up the entire sports world.
I know.
I'm glad. I'm glad Will Wade and Sean Miller tapes came out.
Listen. I'm trying to think of moments where I said that and then it changed. Like, I will say, I hate to even admit this, but the Kentucky basketball game this year, when they start coming back, I'm like,
not like this.
Oh no.
Duke was not like this.
Look, because when Jalen dunks that ball and we're up like eight, like, man, we're about to run away with this, man.
Right.
Like, it's over, you know? And then I look up and it's like a 1-point game and I'm like, I look, Strebel's down the hallway. I'm like,
oh
Jesus
God,
no. Like, have you ever saw Wayne's World 2 where he's beating on the window?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, Jesus God, no. I was like, that was me. Yeah, was like, so that was one that was overturned. But, yeah, no, that was funny.
Overturned by the sports
guys.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty funny, yeah. So, fair enough, man. That's a good story, though. Somebody on Twitter said, Marcus, on behalf of all Uber drivers that listen in the Ville, are bad. We use it all the time to keep people from yelling out the window and doing dumb stuff. We should have told you. So Uber drivers in Louisville are taking credit.
Blame.
Yeah, blame. Credit, blame.
Steve, when I saw that window moving, you can you imagine?
No, that's terrible.
So yeah, Jason wanted me to share this with the world. I bare my soul. Listen, I sit on the radio. I'm supposed to be intelligent, and I'm supposed to be, you know, educating people and giving good information. And I always take pride in that. Y'all got me on this one.
That's funny.
I tell you what, there's no way I can continue. Hey, by the way,
hey, in the commercial break, give us your not like this Louisville sports moment. I do want to hear that because somebody put honest. I want to say, look, give me your not like this Louisville sports moment.
Like, it just cannot happen like this.
Where you were like, this isn't. It can be a one that got overturned.
Oh, overturned. Lamar Jackson.
Okay,
Lamar Jackson.
Which one?
Draft.
Yeah.
Draft.
Yeah, the draft was a good one.
When he going to get drafted in the first round, oh, it was like, not like this.
I know. That was a good one.
And Baltimore moved up and overturned.
Like a phoenix, they come in and was like, you're like, Baltimore?
I'm not letting Lamar Jackson go undrafted.
I know.
And not in the first round.
That was a good one. That's a really good one.
I'll tell you what, get them in here, people, and you can call in. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life.
As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. One more time, people. That version of today's cashier conversation was brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and Emergency Restoration. AdvanceAutoGlassKY.com.
It's a good one, man. We got quite a few over the break of people's not like this moments.
So just want to set it up, people. You know, that was my moment, one of the most embarrassing moments, and all I could think of was the Matrix scene of this can't end like this, right? So when that
so heartbreaking.
So when that window was going up and down, all I could think is, no way that this story is going to end with this button being pressed and this window going up and down. And just so people know, my little cardboard pieces were just falling out of the window and falling into his lap. And you know what? In the coolest manner, Jeff just picked up the little cardboard pieces and kindly sat them on the floor of my car. Like, I don't know if you want to keep these pieces.
Yeah. Do you want to keep them for like tribute? Or, you know, maybe you could just put them in a shadow box.
He did it so calm and smoothly too. Like he didn't give me the look like.
I know. That's great.
So yeah. So shout out Jeff for not even giving me the dirty look that I would have given any other human being on the planet if I was there to help them with their window.
Texter said, first text comes in, it's perfect. The James Quick step out of bounds. I think that was right on everybody's mind.
That's not the way to lose a game.
I know. I mean, I fell on my knees to the floor and was like, oh, James, I'll never forget that. Like, the pain. I was just like, oh, James.
And you knew it right away.
I know, yeah.
And you knew it right away. God,
you went out of bounds. And it was just like,
I'm like,
and every time what I are listen, you doing? Every time I watch that highlight, that corner gets further and further away. Like, but at this point in my life, that corner was actually in the seats.
Actually, it's different for me. He gets closer.
See, I'm weird. I have James catching that ball and walking to the end zone.
No. When I see it now, I'm like, well, he would have had to make a move, and maybe he would have slipped, and maybe that's my therapy, Steve.
I wish he would have slipped. I wish you would have slipped. The Lamar fumble against Kentucky. I think a lot of people, even though he was down, but I think a lot of people say that one because that was an order. That one don't get as much credit. I mean, and now I will say, I mean, Kentucky's won, you know, 3 of the last 10 rivalry games that we've had.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, they dominate the series. They've won, I think, 3 of the last 10.
Wait a minute, Steve.
What?
Out of the last 10 times we've played Kentucky in football, are you telling me they're 3? They've only won 3 out of 10?
It's pretty close. Right, Brian? Will you look that up for me, man? Yeah, the
No, because and if that stat is true, I'd be fascinated because, like, when I hear the, oh, Calipari dominates, and it's like, yeah, like, I think it's like that record is almost like very eerily similar.
Mm-hmm.
In the basketball end, so which one is it?
Fair. That's fair.
Is it different in football? Cause it's like, yeah, you win a couple of games, and it's like you're still gonna get smashed.
Yeah.
In your football program.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of football programs.
Yeah.
Here we are at 11:37, Steve.
Okay.
And because we were so excited about our football program, we didn't have this little simple. Slight conversation that, thank God, to thank the sports gods for Bob Baffert and Medina, because otherwise you would be talking about your wide receiver room, which has experienced mass exodus, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would that be fair to say?
That's fair.
They lost a lot of wide receivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to see here, but you need a wide receiver room.
Mm-hmm.
fast forward, like, how can you move the ball in college without wide receivers at this point in your program?
Right.
So if I just threw in a little something, wide receiver, UK wide receiver coach. What's his name again, Brian? Because you said you did it well.
Javon.
Bo-Knight.
Bo-Knight.
Was it Bo-Knight?
Bo-Knight.
Something like that.
What happened to him?
By the way, football series, Louisville has won 6 of the last 9.
Okay. Okay, so fair enough. Yeah.
But how many out of the last 10?
6 of the last 10.
Yeah.
So, Steve.
Okay.
What if I told you an assistant coach at your university,
right,
got a DUI on Friday night?
Yeah.
Not just a regular DUI, the gold standard of DUIs, meaning
no.
26 miles an hour over the speed limit level DUI. That's the gold standard of a DUI, right?
Yeah.
Let me add it to make it a platinum DUI, Steve.
Okay.
26 mile hour over the speed limit DUI with an open container. Oh, my God. And here's the thing, people. I don't judge the action. I judge the coverage of said action. Because I know and I've seen a, what do you call them? Not an assistant coach.
I'm checking Twitters.
I'm sure
that was tweeted about a bunch by people, and I just overlooked it.
I've seen GAs, grad assistants, get DUIs, and that carried the sports story for the next week. And a wide receiver coach, 26 miles over the speed limit DUI. What does he have? Would he have a cup of Hennessy in his car? Like, oh my God, you didn't dump that behind. What? 26, and I had to remind Brian that this happened. People got on my night on my live show and said, "Did something happen today?" Did it?
Let's see.
Why? Yes, it did.
I'm 4 days back. I'm checking the local paper.
Again, people.
So just to be clear, you're telling me that the wide receivers coach got a DUI going 26 over and had an open container in the car?
Yes, Steven. That's exactly what is that newsworthy?
I don't believe it. It's not on Twitter. Oh, wait a minute. USA Today had it. So it did happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it did happen.
Okay,
Steve.
It did happen. It happen locally?
So how did it get all the way to USA Today?
Wait a minute. KSR had it. You mean KSR had it? It didn't make its rounds locally?
And it didn't make it past KSR?
Wow.
You know what that feels like? Hey, let's just sit back and let the cake bake. Hey, Steve, let's let all the facts come out first before we start passing any kind of judgment about a guy being arrested.
Did we do that with Jalen Johnson?
Jesus.
I don't know if we did that with Jalen Johnson. Did we do that with
– We didn't do that with anybody.
Hey, we still can't remember the guy.
It doesn't matter, Steve.
The coach under Bobby, the goofy-looking guy?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Steve.
Did we do
Steve?
That with him when he got a DUI?
No, we didn't do that with him. I don't want to hear – Oh, the story in the front page is Bob Baffert, so that's the only thing. No.
Klinakis, thank you. Golly.
You've had. Right, he was on Gene Snyder.
Was he?
Klinakis, yeah.
Wow.
I think he had a construction cone or something.
Fair enough.
Yes, yeah, something like that. But you get the point, Steve. Oh, it's a slow news week. Okay. Whatever.
And you do realize they may be losing another defensive backs coach who is one of their most important coaches on defense to another school. So now imagine Louisville had a weekend where one of their main defensive coaches were going to go, and then the wide receivers coach got a DUI going 26 over with
the open
container.
Got a platinum DUI.
Huh.
A platinum standard DUI. Huh. I mean, 26 over open container? DUI?
Yeah.
Listen, that means you're comfortable doing that.
And listen, as far as Bo Knight goes, I don't know what his issues are.
Again,
so yeah,
again,
yeah, it has nothing
again,
to do with
him. I don't judge the action. I judge the coverage. Mm. So yeah, like I said, I don't know
what happened that day. I don't know what happened in his life. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, look, there's people
and that's not the point.
And it's not an excuse, but there are people that get to points like that. But regardless, you get in a car drinking, and that's a dangerous thing for everybody else around you.
Coverage.
I'm saying the act of it in general. There is that
it's
part of it.
It's an extreme poor judgment decision. Yes.
So I'm okay with that.
Yep.
But yeah, I find that odd that USA Today and KSR had it. And nobody.
Yeah, I don't see the eruption of coverage on this.
No.
I don't see the mug shots all over the place. I don't see it getting.
But listen, let's just end it like this and then we'll get back to our team. We do this, but look, listen, we're a little. I get it though. Hey, look, it's just Stephen Marcus being Stephen Marcus. We're just a little uptight about all the coverage, right? You guys make it. You know what? I don't even want to talk about it for another second. You guys make the decision on if Stephen Marcus are just uptight or if things don't get covered the same around here. How about that?
Moving along.
Let's just move back to our team.
Hey, Ethan Moore puts out a tweet, and he talks about the home record for next season.
Yeah, interesting.
You want to run through that schedule real quick?
Because
I want to know what people
absolutely
think.
Absolutely will.
Or what our home schedule. What's our a good season or I'm dissatisfied? Home schedule. Just run off the teams.
Okay.
And people, I just want you to say to yourself, win, lost, whatever.
EKU. UCF. Virginia. Boston College. I can't even help myself. Clemson. Syracuse. Kentucky.
That's six games?
Seven games.
That's seven.
Because we have a neutral site game this year. So we only got seven home games, one neutral site.
Seven home games.
Four away games.
Seven home games. How many do we win in that seven, y'all?
Ethan Moore said this, and he didn't say like concrete in there, but he said 6-1, best case scenario, worst case scenario, 5-2. My response to Ethan was this. I said, I can get on board with that. I think I would lower it to 4-3, but I don't have issue with the expectation of fans.
5-2 at home.
I was going to say 4-3. To say, you got to win four of those.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind for the fans to look at Coach Satterfield and say, yeah, you got to win four of those. Because for one, and here's the thing. It's the Kentucky thing, right? The Kentucky schedule thing. One of them are EKU. And with all due respect to EKU, when I say you got to win four.
You see, I got to win three now. Yeah.
You really got to win three. And I hate to do that because that really is with all due respect to Eastern Kentucky.
We don't do that.
They can beat you. But I'm saying you should be vastly more talented than EKU. So I'm like, okay. And what I mean by the Kentucky thing is you say they got to win six games. Six games good. Well, I think they got three handed to them. I mean, literally, every year you play three games that are just handed to you. They don't play UCF, okay? They don't play,
right.
I'm saying Ole Miss out of conference.
Yep.
They don't do that. They play three EKUs.
Eastern Michigan?
Yeah.
Eastern.
So I'm like, that's all y'all got to do is win three extra games all year. And it's like you toot your horn like it's a big deal. No, you got to beat Louisville and beat two conference teams is all you got to do. I mean, like, so figure it out. You know, like Vandy. You know,
so one game.
Like, I'm like, dude, you just got to pull two wins out of your rear end out of eight games. That's all you got to do to make a bowl. So that's always my retort. And they're like, yeah, but we playing the SEC schedule. Well, but you only got to win two games.
Like, yeah, you're out of conference.
You know, so I'm saying I don't. And, of course, you know, hey, the optimist in me, the fan in me is like, hey, man, you could realistically beat all those teams outside of Clemson. You know, look. Then the Steve Rummage says, well, "Did lose ETN? They did lose." But that's just look. That's an idiot.
Yeah, I told you.
That's just look. That's That's idiotic Steve, sports fan Steve. That's like, hey, if they've got a great record, I can talk myself into it. But realistically, like you're not beating the Clemson right now, okay?
So they're untested, they're unproven. A lot of unproven guys coming.
Yeah, just like Alabama's wide receiving core when we went down to Orlando, bunch of unproven dudes. I didn't know it was Henry Ruggs, Devontae Smith, Jerry Jeudy, and Jalen Waddle. How am I supposed to know that? So, anyways, I learned my lesson there. Clemson, Alabama, unproven or not, they're better than you. So, just forget it. All right, throw that out the window.
Yeah.
But
we drove that ball that first drive. we drove that ball.
Played our hearts out. Gave everything we had. So, anyways, we'll always have the sack. Well, we sacked Tua.
You'll never convince me he didn't have a concussion on that.
Oh, no, I was talking about when G.G. Robinson got it. Oh, okay. You're talking about
on a touchdown. Touchdown. He had a concussion.
I know.
He should have been out that game.
I know.
That would have changed the fortunes of the game.
Right.
We would have won.
Yes, and Kane Pass is still spinning in circles for what Jerry Jeudy did to him. So, anyways, there's that. But here's the thing. When I read that, I'm like, I think Louisville fans are – I'm okay if Louisville fans says, hey, man, there's no reason we should win less than four games at home with that schedule. Should win four games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
4-3 should be, and I'm okay with up in that, but I'm saying like 4-3. Now, in a normal, hey, you've been here for 4, 5, 6 years. Yep. Yeah, we should be able to hold serve at home.
Even five. Like I said, I know you're saying four, but I gave you an off season and five without the spring game, like almost like with four, I'd play the game with you at four, but like the agitation of that no spring game thing, because that means you're trying to do it unconventionally. Mm-hmm. So you have to still kind of sell me that this is a better thing, because I really do suffer.
Yeah,
without the spring game.
Yeah,
like even like you wouldn't be upset if you heard a rumor that Vince Tyree went and talked to him and just said, hey. The spring game situation hurts ticket sales.
Sure.
I have to, you know, these shareholders, i.e. alumni, football alumni, donors, they get antsy, you know, with your unorthodox style of offseason.
Listen, I don't think he's on any sort of hot seat, but I'm totally fine if he's feeling a little pressure.
Yeah, no, if like again, that's what I mean. If Vince Tyree said, hey, and like we make profits off the spring game.
Well, let me flip it real quick because I know it's already 11:50 and we didn't get to. I mean, this is a big. There's a lot, we'll roll some over for tomorrow. Away games. Let me do this. Mississippi State.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. God bless. Ole Miss. We'll just leave that one out there right now. Neutral site game opener. We don't know anything.
Yep.
Okay. Florida State, at Florida State, at Wake Forest, at NC State, at Duke. What's the realistic expectation there?
Say it one more time.
At Florida State, at Wake Forest, at NC State, at Duke.
2-2.
No less. Yeah, no less. 3-1, I think, would be very, very reasonable to ask
for. Be awesome,
for.
Yeah.
But 2-2, no less. So if that's the case, then the expectation should easily be 6-7 wins,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And that's putting – and what I'm saying is you don't make a bowl this year, I think fans would have a right to be very, very angry. Yep. Like very angry.
And I know this is just early analysis. This is not like – headed into the season, concrete, what are we working with?
Sure, yeah, sure. Right, I mean, now we got all summer. We'll see. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I think the way the schedule lines up, when you break it down like that, I mean, we just said the expectation at home should it be no less than four. Away should be no less than two. That's six wins right there. So I think that's fair to say Louisville fans should be able to look the man in the eye and say, hey, man, if you don't make a bowl this year, we're pissed. Like that may be like, and we're talking really pissed off.
Yeah, right, right.
Like you may see effects from that next year, sales-wise,
yep.
If you don't make a bowl this year. We're not asking you to go to the BCS this year or the New Year Six.
Right.
But I'm saying I should be pretty comfortable.
And if we do that with the year of Malik Cunningham, you know, without changes being made, like I said, I understand you can stick with your, you know, stick with your guys, and again, stick with your spring game, and you know, again, you make people it's like the reach in the draft. Your spring game is like a draft reach.
Yeah,
that puts a GM on the hot seat quicker, even if they are a good GM. That reach for, what's my guy? Detroit ends up going to New York. Kenny Golladay.
You go to
an unorthodox school to get that guy, and he doesn't pan out.
Uh-huh.
But if it works, you're Van Der Esch. Mm-hmm. If it works, you get a lot more freedom to make your calls.
But and we believe, I think fans today, we didn't even really get to it, but Papa Williams goes to the camp, goes to the regional camp, gets invited. One of the standouts, one of the defensive MVP of the camp, gets invited to the five-star camp. Looks like he's going to easily finish as a four-star. Probably a middle-of-the-road four-star, you know, trending up. That's one of your scholarships. Okay? You're selling us.
Yep.
You come out, you talked, you went on with Mark Ennis, you talked, you said, hey, we got a limited number, but we're being picky. Okay, you went and got Papa Williams. Now I'm seeing that he's tearing it up. Okay, you're selling me. I like that. Caleb Johnson, you know, we'll see, but I know you needed a quarterback, but we didn't have to have a stud right there, but I believe Caleb Johnson's a good guy. Okay, cool. You're selling me on recruiting, okay? So you have to sell me on the field too. That's what I think this year's all about. And that's why I think when I break that schedule down, I thought that was important what Ethan did. When you break that down, that's why I think it's very reasonable to say, hey, man, and one of the texters asked, pissed or done with a no bowl. And I think you would have a percentage that would be like, no, I'm out. Officially out. Like, go, hey, okay, take me to playoff. If not, you got to start looking around. Look, up north. Call West Lafayette. You'll figure this one out. But I will say this. I think he will. And I like what he's doing. And I like what the team looks like.
He's making good moves.
And I think they'll be pretty comfortably past six. So, and what I mean, that could be seven.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think you'll feel very comfortable with getting six and seven.
Fun, embarrassing, but yet fun show. Good deal of interaction. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, appreciate the text line today, man. Very, very good. Awesome. Very good, yeah.
Every day, 10 to 12, be here. As always, 8150 93.9 is the number. 3831 93.9 is the text line. YouTube channel. It's made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.